Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Silver Sun Pickups, by the way.
I like the start of this song. It's a nice song. Wow,
wow. Again, I know the Silver Sun Pickups exist, but I probably couldn't like name you three Silver Sun Pickups
songs. No, that's
fine.
I really like them.
Couple of tweets from Brian into the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. He says, maybe we need to burn the true culprit. Negative fans who don't support the head coach and team enough. Started with Callahan and continues through Frost. SMDH. That means shake him a damn head for those of you who don't know abbreviations.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, that's not an abbreviation. No, is that an abbreviation?
No, an abbreviation is a shortened version of a word.
That would be an
acronym.
Acronym. Thank you. Jeez, it's not like I talk for a living.
Somebody didn't pay attention in English class.
It's been a while. Brian also adds, we are getting rid of those ridiculous balloons this year. Maybe no longer wasting a valuable, exhaustible, and quickly depleting resource while polluting faraway states will bring us back some good karma. Not a bad take. Maybe that will help America. It will help the world.
I don't think it
will help Husker football.
I don't think it'll help the curse. The balloons spanned from the good times to the after times.
Mm.
So I don't know that the balloons are the factor.
That's true. Greg and Lincoln says, Brian tweeting in favor of human sacrifice. Cool. Look, Brian knows his audience. He knows his radio program.
Yeah,
he knows his favor.
Death cult leader?
No.
Oh, sorry.
It's a murder cult.
Oh.
Not a death cult.
Semantics.
My bad.
Yeah.
Don't mix it up.
Yeah, thank you, Nick.
Death cult's a different thing,
right? I appreciate it.
Death cult for cutie?
It sounds like...
Nice.
I was going to say, it sounds like a band.
Talk about soul meets body, am I right?
Is that a song?
That's soul separated from body. It's the death cult.
Putting a bow, I guess, on the conversation from yesterday. We didn't talk a whole lot about some of the stuff that came out of Husker football practice. I know that, you know, early in the day, the Mitch Sherman tweet, the picture of Nebraska running the option, Frost helping out with them, that kind of got some of the run. I found other things, though, because I think you and I are both in agreement. I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of option this year.
I don't.
Yeah.
I do not think the option is a staple of a Mark Whipple offense.
Yeah, so for me, I think because a couple things stand out, and I wonder where you sit. Turner Corcoran and, you know, not practicing again and, you know, look, we're always trying to parse, aren't we? We're always trying to read between the lines. Like, for example, Mickey Joseph was also asked about Dakoldis Crawford, and he gave an answer. You'll have to talk to the trainer about that. I think that we can all read between the lines pretty well there on what's going on maybe with Dakoldis Crawford. And I think I was trying to do the same thing with Turner Corcoran, listening to some of the words that are used surrounding it, like protocol, for example, was one of the words used in discussing him. And then I guess just a lot of stuff on leadership yesterday. Casey Thompson talked about that. The offense seemingly had a bad day versus defense. Anything in particular that has kind of stuck with you a little over 24 hours later?
This is probably me being a little snarky. Has an athletic trainer ever been made available for comment?
Yes.
Is that a thing that happens frequently?
Like, you're talking about after practice?
I mean, just like, so, it sounds like when Mickey Joseph is like, you'll have to ask the athletic trainer, he's just brushing off a comment to someone like, yeah, the athletic trainer.
Oh, I thought you said director a second ago. I was good.
No,
I thought
athletic
you meant,
trainer.
No, I don't remember the last time we heard from a trainer.
That's what I mean.
Okay, let's have the press conference for the trainers.
So, like, you're obviously never going to get the opportunity to ask the athletic trainer about Dakoldis Crawford.
And that's why I think when Sam McEwen first tweeted that, he said, you'll have to ask the head coach. He misheard it. But I think that was because Sam was inferring, like, oh, we got to talk to Frost because it's an injury. Like, that's, I think, and so it's funny that was misheard. And yet in the end, I think the answer is going to be
the answer is still the same.
But you're right, we don't hear
injury
from the trainer.
That's what I mean. Like, it's such a, I don't know, it's an annoying thing to me. It's kind of a pet peeve when somebody answers a question that they obviously know the answer to.
Yeah.
Now, I understand if it's, you know, your procedure that only the head coach comments on injuries or whatever, but it's like, yeah, to ask this person who will never be made available to you about this,
yeah,
and they have the answer that you want.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I find that very annoying.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, you'll have to talk to Coach Frost about that. Or, hey, he's dealing with... Why can't you just say he's dealing with an injury?
Well, because that's the edict of the head coach.
Yeah, that's idiotic.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm never going to disagree with you on this.
Like, that's so dumb. Why can't you just be like, hey, he's a little banged up. You'll have to ask Coach Frost about that.
Yeah.
What have you revealed in that?
I know. Well,
that you didn't reveal by saying you'll have to ask the athletic trainer.
I mean, think about it. We I don't know if we ever got word officially from Frost. I think we finally did about, like, Fedoni being hurt. Like, that wasn't even something that...
I mean, Mark Whipple accidentally told us about Casey Thompson's thumb.
I know, yeah, in a recorded podcast
from
interview.
A month before when it actually aired. I mean, what's the point here?
Yeah, I know.
Is that going... Like, okay, he had surgery in May on his thumb, so they're really going to try and hit his hand in September more than they were going to anyway.
Yeah, even though it's healthier now in theory.
He's got a better grip than ever. That's what we hear.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? This is so dumb.
Yeah, I know.
You can't just say, Nicholas Crawford's a little banged up. If you want details, Coach Frost will be able to provide those for you.
Yeah, I know.
Because an athletic trainer, to my knowledge, has never spoken at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Like, what are we doing here?
I'll be honest. When I asked this question, I didn't think we'd talk about the trainer for 2 minutes.
I'm sorry. It just you asked what stuck out to me. That was the thing that stuck out to me is why do we talk in this ridiculous Morse code?
Yeah, I know.
For things that don't matter.
I know.
Like, I understand if it's a serious injury and you don't want to be like, oh, yeah, he's gone.
Yeah. Well, I always thought the injury, you know, the lack of reporting injuries, the first coach that I really remember happening with, and it probably happened with all the coaches, but that I really remember happening with was Bo. Because they always, like, the talk was, look, if you hear about it, that's fine. But don't report it until we confirm it because we want to talk to their families about it. So, like, we don't want mom of quarterback A to find out that, you know, he tore up his knee in practice until we've had a chance to tell her about it. And, like,
totally understand.
Look, yeah, I get it. I guess they're college kids. Like, it's fine. We're all going to find out anyway.
But also, like, if Casey Thompson or Dakota Crawford hasn't called his mom yet, that's not on me.
Yeah, call your mom, like, Casey. Casey is healthy. Yeah. This is in theory about a Bo Pelini quarterback who tore up his knee, and that didn't happen.
Yeah, like Dakota Crawford, text your mom and tell her that something's wrong. Like, don't. Yeah. That's not the media's responsibility here.
Yeah.
And also, the athletic trainer comment already told us he's injured. Like, you already defeated the purpose of not disclosing the injury.
Yeah.
Maybe like, oh, you have to ask the athletic trainer. Which leads me to believe that Mickey Joseph thinks it's stupid, too.
If you would say trainer. Because you're right, we don't talk to trainers.
Nobody ever talks to trainers.
Yeah. When's the last time a trainer's gone on the record?
So, my guess is he also thinks that it's stupid that he can't just be like, yeah, Nicole.
So, you think it's a little passive aggressive?
Yeah, I think it's a little shot at Scott Frost to be like, you have to talk to the athletic trainer about that. That's over my pay grade.
Now, if he said it that way. If he said it that way.
He'd be like, it's over my pay grade until October 2nd.
Wow.
It's just such a dumb thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If it's a serious injury, a torn ACL, season ender, going to have major surgery, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Amazing, Daniel. I heard Coltis Crawford has lupus. We're not spreading these rumors.
That's what I mean. It goes back to last year.
Oh, you want to talk about something that really angered me was that moment when, you know, he's getting mad about supposed rumors that weren't true that absolutely
were true.
That's
how you know someone is just full of bleep. Is when they
throw out lupus?
Well, when they double down so hard on something like that, that is, like, you had good reports that it was true.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, it was.
Like, so, and it was, in fact, true. We find that out later.
Yeah, not that long later.
And this guy can't even just be like, yeah, he's banged up. You don't have to tell us he has a broken jaw. I understand you want to try and protect him, but, hey, maybe protecting him would not be playing him with a broken jaw.
Yeah,
there's a crazy idea, Scott.
Yeah, maybe.
But... if you're trying to protect a guy, trying to protect him from an injury in a game, whatever, I sort of understand that. But you don't have to act like everyone is crazy for having reports that are obviously true.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting now because I believe he's speaking tomorrow. Let me pull up the schedule really quick.
Can somebody that goes to that press conference ask to speak to the athletic trainer for me?
Saturday.
Just ask me like, hey... Mickey directed us to the athletic trainer about DeColdis' injury. Could we speak to the athletic trainer now? That would be terrific. Thank you.
Go get a credential.
We'll wait.
I'll give you $5 if you do that. I'll give you $5. Because, you know, like, there is always, you put in requests, and this is especially Jed, just the coldest battling frostbite. But we have to put in our requests. This is especially an in-season thing.
I just assumed he was working his HVAC job, and then...
We get an email.
Fridge open.
Nice! We get an email on Sunday nights like, hey, if you have any players that you want to talk to tomorrow, I'll put in your request now and we'll follow up with you, you know, on Monday morning or whatever. I want to talk to the trainer.
Yeah, who's
Mickey
the...
Mickey told me it, to talk to the trainer.
Is it Seamus? Is that the contact?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to email Seamus and just say, hey...
Email him or Keith Mann.
Per Coach Joseph's direction...
I'm asking for the trainer.
Can I speak to the head athletic trainer?
Yeah.
Or someone on the athletic training staff? Thank you.
So I guess we'll find out about that on Saturday.
I mean, we probably won't find out about that at all.
He's going to get asked about it, I guess. So,
and he's going to...
I want to find out what's going on with Corcoran, because I'll be honest, like, look, Crawford...
Corcoran's a bigger deal.
Corcoran is a huge deal, especially for an offensive line that didn't have a whole lot of...
They don't have a lot of answers right now on the offensive line.
They haven't practiced together a whole lot. Corcoran, he was out the entirety of spring ball, along with Teddy Prochazka. Prochazka's back, but where is... You know, look, I've been asking this... off and on over the last 8 months, 9 months, and I'm going to ask it, I guess, to you one more time right now, but what type of player are they getting? Because you could make an argument, given that he started one full game and then, you know, however long, I always forget when he got hurt in the Michigan game, but that, you know, half of the Michigan game, he's essentially still a freshman, you know, and he's coming off of an injury. So where is he at? What's going on with Corcoran? What's going on with the rest of the offensive line? It's a group that hasn't worked together at all, essentially, and you have a brand new coach as well. So I know we spent the majority of this talking about Dakota Crawford and whatever's going on with him, but the Turner Corcoran news.
No, Corcoran's the much bigger deal.
Because he missed Saturday. He missed the scrimmage on Saturday.
Yeah, you wonder how. I mean, I've been wondering about the offensive line already, but when you remove someone from the equation that was theoretically going to be part of the answer to whatever that question is, and I don't know if he's the right answer, but he was going to be involved in that in terms of having a role on that offensive line.
You're talking about Corcoran?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's going to play in I don't think this is like a long-term
thing. But I also just mean even like as assuming he's healthy, he's got a spot. We don't know exactly where that spot will end up being.
Yeah.
But I think it's safe to assume he ends up playing one of the starting spots there if he's healthy. But when you don't have a lot of continuity on the line, you don't have continuity with the head with the offensive line coach, you don't have a ton of experience with the guys that are there, as you mentioned with Prochazka. It sounds like Lutovsky might play some. You just have a lot of questions on the offensive line and not a whole lot of answers.
Yeah.
That obviously is a much bigger deal than Dakota Crawford. I'm just annoyed with how they talk about things down there.
Yeah, Mina writes into the Equitable Bank inbox, how many broken sticks and dead horses are lying around that studio today? Got to be more than a few. And then a comment on the YouTube page from Ryan. Proud member of Josh's Cult here. Thank you. There are many of us.
There are dozens of us.
There's another Arrested Development reference for those
of
you.
I actually am referencing Parks and Rec there.
Oh,
There's a Parks and Rec line where they do that.
No, that's Arrested Development.
There's also a Parks and Rec line.
Is there?
Was Parks and Rec referencing Arrested
they
Development?
They may have.
Yeah, maybe they
but
were.
But I like Parks and Rec, and I'm only mad on Arrested Development.
Ah, tough look for you.
Somebody doesn't like the banana stand.
Yeah, there's always money in it.
When Ben is running for Congress, there's a group called the Men for Men or the Male Men or something. Mm-hmm. It's like a men's rights group. Who's like, there are dozens of us. Mm. That's what they...
I forgot about that line on that show.
Yeah.
Tough look for me.
It is tough look for you. You forgot the better show. Weird.
I would disagree with you on that one. 402-951-1620, you can call or text us. When we return, there was some interesting stuff yesterday from Notre Dame's athletic director, Jack Schwarbrick, about the Irish and their future. And I'll be honest, I went, a lot as I read these quotes. I will read them to you, Ravi, and we will see if you also say, when we return. Also, Robin Washit joins us in about 40 minutes. It is on Sportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone.